So soft, so warm. You're awake, finally. Oh, hey, calm down. I know you're confused. Dona, don't try to undo those ties either. I used my extra special knots. You'd need a knife to undo them. Are you really that scared of me, baby? Come on. I'm just a girl. Do I look like I could hurt you? Do I look like I could hurt anyone? Well, I can, but he doesn't need to know that. Please, just let me explain. It'll all make sense. I'll even remove your gag, as long as you promise not to scream. Can you do that for me, baby? Yeah. Okay. I trust you. There. Oh, you didn't scream. Good boy. Right. About why exactly you're stripped down and tied up in a place you've never seen before. But wait. Don't you at least recognize me? Come on. I talked to you at least once, didn't I? Yeah, that's right. I was the quiet girl from our English class. The one who was always doodling in her journal and wore baggy clothes every day. Oh no, we met. I remember it like it was yesterday. I stole your pen so I could give it back to you, but I acted like you just dropped it. It was the best day of my life. Yeah. I even remember what you were wearing as well. I replayed that memory so many times in my head. I don't know if you noticed, but you probably didn't, considering that was the only time I talked to you, but I had such a big crush on you back then. Yeah, you never saw it, but every day, all class long, I would just stare at you, hoping, wishing, praying that someday you'd notice me, but you never did. Yeah, I know I should have just worked up the courage to go up and talk to you like a normal human being, but I don't think I would have been able to contain myself. I was afraid I would scare you away, to be honest. Yeah, I mean, not that this approach is any less scary for you. Yeah, but, sorry, I had to kidnap you. I just, I didn't see another way. The school year ended, but I still had to try. No, I wasn't gonna ignore fate. We were meant to be together. I had to take matters into my own hands. You understand, right? If that meant doing this, then I would be willing to do it. And I'm sorry, too, about kissing and touching you while you were unconscious. You were just laying there, looking so irresistible. I couldn't help myself. I know I'm not normal. Normal girls don't do things like this, but baby, I love you more than anything. I'm head over heels for you. I'm obsessed. I'm infatuated. I worship the ground you walk on. I'm your biggest fan. Please, try to understand how much you mean to me. Don't hate me. I'm just a girl who's madly in love with you. Is that so wrong? Really? You don't hate me? But after what I did, you're not used to female attention. What's that supposed to mean? You must have girls lining up to date you all the time, right? Oh, I had, no idea. Maybe I took such drastic measures because I thought I would have some, I don't know, stiff competition. Seriously, I imagine you'd be taking home all kinds of pretty girls on a daily basis. So, you're an introvert too, huh? Just like me. Yeah. I'll untie you now. Well, undo the ties, anyways. With Stabitha? My knife. There you go. Sorry again. It doesn't reflect too well on me that I had to bound you up so securely. I just wanted to... Oh my god. You just kissed me. My first kiss was with you? Does that mean that you want it? You want me? Oh, you do. You want me bad, don't you? Well, very well then. But remember this. You're mine. My toy. And I'll play with you how I want. Okay? Oh, good boy. What am I doing? Licking your face, silly. I gotta claim you as mine, don't I? Perfect. Now you're really my boy toy. Oh my, that really got you going, didn't it? Let's take care of that. Come here. Sit in mommy's lap. I'll make you feel all better. Good boy. I hope you don't mind if I play with your cute nipples while I stroke you. It shouldn't be a problem if I do this either, right? Sorry, your ears just look so tasty from back here. Come, let's rub our legs together while I touch you. Yeah, they're already twitching and squirming all over. This must feel really good for you. It's okay, baby. I've got you. God, those moans. Such sweet sound. I could listen to them forever. I love knowing that I'm making my baby feel so good. I want to spoil you rotten with love. I want to make you come so hard you forget about everything else. That's what you deserve. Nothing less. I'll make sure you're never sad or lonely ever again. I'll make you the happiest boy alive. And I mean nothing will ever come between our love. And if anyone tries to, they'll never get away with it for as long as they live. Come on, baby. I can feel you twitching in my hands. Your stiff cock is just aching to spat, isn't it? Oh yes it is, how adorable. Let's just pick up the pace a little then. I can't wait to see you explode. Come on, moan for me, squirm for me. Empty those balls like a good boy. Yeah. Perfect. All over your cute little tummy. Goodness, you glazed yourself like a donut, huh? It's yummy, too. Come now, let's get you cleaned up. You have to wear some of my clothes, though. I'll be keeping the ones you were wearing for purposes.